You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Henshaw and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
You are going to love our guest today. A wonderful, dynamic, shining light. So, as we always do, we welcome you to our show, and we welcome our guest as well. To our honored guest, would you please introduce yourself to our friends today?
Hello. Thanks for having me. I am Alice Robles. I am the owner of Haven Stars Academy Preschool, virtual preschool.
How wonderful. Welcome. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here, too.
Well, one of your biggest fans is our preschooler.
Danielle.
Yes. And so this is a celebrity. You're a celebrity. A shining star. So to get started, will you share with all of us exactly what Haven Stars Academy is and what you do?
Yeah. Academy is a virtual preschool. It's a faith-based preschool. In my preschool, it's like a platform. It's like a class on demand. Our preschool, my kids are with me in our preschool. My daughter and my son, they are with me in my preschool too. And what we do is like we teach the kids everything that they need before they enter to kindergarten. We teach them the letters, we teach them the sounds, we teach them sight words, rhyming words, syllables, all these. Plus, we teach them about God. We always start our preschool with a prayer. That is one important thing. Yes, we start with a prayer, then we teach everything. It's a circle time for the kids. And at the end, what we do is I do a Bible verse with my kids. I always, every single week, we pick a different Bible verse, and we teach them to the kids, and we sing a song about God.
That's wonderful, and there's so much I want you to share with us about that, but why do you think it's important to teach really young children about Jesus?
I think it's very important to teach them about God. In the world that we are living right now, I feel like the world is trying to get into the kids and make them get far away from God. I think this world is like they don't want the kids to know the truth about God, to know the rules, right? About the right thing, about the truth, about who is Jesus, who is God. And for me, that is very, very important. This is like the kids right now are the future. And for me, it's very important to know that it's God up in heaven and here with us that listen to them, that they, if they feel like they are in trouble, if they feel like they need some help, whatever is the reason, they know that it's a God that is always there with them, listening to them and helping them. And I think it's very important, like, we let the kids know, hey, it's God that listens to you and he's with you and he never gonna leave you alone.
Wow, yes, praise God for that. And what inspired you to start Heaven Stars Academy?
When I feel like my strength is teach kids and teach a little kids like preschoolers, like kindergarten. That is my one of my strengths. Like you can see, I'm very dynamic. I like to see what is like the way they also if we have fun, if we bring different stuff, but dynamic and positive. And that is my strength. And I love God. I love Jesus.
Yeah.
And putting those three things together, I was, okay, my strength is teaching preschool, and I love God. I think this is a good idea to put both of them together and spread the word of God to many kids, family, parents.
Yes. Yes. What, who taught you about Jesus? How did you come to
Jesus? Oh, my family, my parents. I grew up in a faith-based family. My parents always bring me to church. We used to go every week and like two times a week, sometimes three times a week. And it was because of my parents that I knew about Jesus. And that is the way that, that I'm teaching my kids too. And I want to teach other parents too.
Mm-hmm. How can parents help their children to grow closer to Jesus using your preschool?
But in my preschool, the parents, even the kids, the kids and the parents will learn more. Because I teach them, I start with a prayer, like I say, like it's a way that the parents can see that before we start anything, we always go to God first. And I always teach the kids a Bible verse from the Bible, of course.
Yes.
And I think it's a good way to teach them about the Bible, because every week I do a different Bible that I try them to memorize. So in the future, when they need, they know already some Bible verse that are going to give them strength, that is going to help them, that is going to help them to go to God, to go to Jesus, and it's going to get them more closer to God. Plus, at the same time, the songs, when they learn songs, in when they feel like they need something, or in the future, or right in the moment, or simply just praise to God, they already have a song that they can praise to God. They already know a Bible verse that they can pray.
Oh, yes. Oh, how wonderful. That is wonderful. Well, I know you teach many things in your preschool. Is there a curriculum that you're using or specific standards that you have?
Yes, I'm using a curriculum. In this curriculum, we talk about different themes. Every week, we talk about different themes. Some of examples are caterpillars, nursery rhymes, flags, jet, x-ray. And we talk about these different themes. We do experiments in our classes. We do art and craft in our classes. We do everything that the kids used to do in our regular class, but we do it in the virtual class. Plus, we put that the idea of God, the belief of God in our classes too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. How did you decide to create a virtual preschool online?
I was looking to do something. Okay, God, please guide me what I can do for you, what I can do for others. Just please guide me. It was a few months because I want to do something else. I just don't want. I work in the district at my county. Mm-hmm. I work in the school district, and I feel like I need to do more for God. I feel like, okay, this is not it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more that I can do. It's more that I can do for others. It's more that I can do for all. And one night when I feel like, okay, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was praying, please, God, guide me, because I know I have to do something, but I don't know what. And I was doing my dishes, and from nowhere, it was like online preschool where you can teach about me. And I'm like, oh, wow. It was just like, boom, like God talked to me. I'm like, I scream. I told my husband, this is what we are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, yes, I think it's a good idea because you are very good at teaching. You are a very good teacher and you want to talk about God.
Yeah.
Just let's do it. I was doing live in my Facebook about God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I think this is it.
That's beautiful. Oh, that is wonderful. And I love the way that you went to God for guidance, you know, that you let Him lead you and guide you and direct you. And that's a wonderful lesson for our children, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I think in every step of our life, what we have to do is first go to God, first go to Jesus and ask them to guide them, because so many times we're trying to do things our way and we make a lot of mistakes.
Yes.
But if we go to Him first, it will let us guide from Him, and we obey Him, the path is more smooth and is better, and we go straight to accomplish what we have to do in life.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, thank you for saying that. And so what gave you your preschool, your own preschool, what gave you the name Heaven Stars Academy?
Oh, wow. We have this name like more than 17 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yes. After I graduated from the University of Puerto Rico in Bayamón, I always wanted to do my own preschool.
Yeah.
My own, it was by that time, it was a daycare, and then it changed my mind. But I always wanted to do something like that. But it was like, until now, it was in God's time, not in our time. One of my husband friend told him this thing, Heaven Stars. I think it was for a basketball team or something like that, because my husband it was a basketball player. And when we was trying to find a name for our preschool 17 years ago, he told me Heaven Stars. And like, Heaven Stars Academy. I love it. I love that name because it's about heaven, about God and stars in the sky. Like, for me, the kids are stars in the sky. And that's what I love that name. Okay, it's heaven. It's like when we look up to the sky, we see heaven and we think about God.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, when we look to the sky, we see stars. And for me, every single kid is a star that God is trying to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the way I came up with the name. He told me, I loved it. For me, it was like perfect.
Oh.
Academy.
It's the perfect name. I think it's the absolutely perfect name. And I was so interested in that because one of my CDs, one of my albums that won a Global Music Award is called The Stars of Heaven. Yeah. So it's very important. I mean, the stars, oh, and heaven. I love the name of your preschool and your online academy. I think it's gorgeous. I think it's really wonderful because every child is a star. Every child.
Yes.
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 So, oh, I love it.
I'm strong to do it this time to, okay, this is it. God guide me. It was few people that I was asking, what do you think about this name?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people like it and some of them say, okay, let's change heaven for sky or for And I was like, no. I was like, this is the name. I took it like 70 years ago. I love this name. We're going to stick with this name.
Yes, it's a great name. It's a wonderful name. And your preschool, I have to say, you make learning so much fun. I mean, you're teaching some really important ideas, but you're having a lot of fun. What do you think it means to children when they have fun while they're learning?
Oh, that is the best for them to learn through play. If you don't make the kids have fun, play, they're going to be bored. They are not going to learn. They are not going to be interesting. They're just going to just walk away. I think it's very important because they are kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to play.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't make learning fun, they're not going to learn. They're not going to be interested. They are going to be bored. And we want the kids to have fun, not just learn.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. I mean, that's a great way to look at it. As parents of preschoolers and who are learning these new things and new ideas, how can we help our children to take what they learn in your preschool and use it in the rest of their life?
I think parents should be engaged in every lesson. I know some parents like work remotely too, but for me it's very important that the parents engage with the kids in the video or after the videos. Like if this week it was this Bible verse, I recommend to all my parents talk about the Bible verse at home. Say the Bible verse every single day at home too, because here, like, we are teaching them right in 2 or 3 days that the parents have. We are teaching them, but if they don't do that at home, they will forget. I encourage every single parent, hey, do this at home too. Pray every night with your kid. You don't have to do this same prayer. You can do different prayer, but if you don't know, you can start with this pray that we do every single day. Talk about the Bible verse. Say the Bible verse every single day. Go and sing the song that we sing. Like, you can go to different platforms and find the whole song, because I always sing like a little part. I don't sing the whole song. But go and learn those songs. Go on at home, and if we are talking about the letter, about a number, go on and make the kids like, okay, go ahead and find me the letter A around the house. Go and find me the blue around the house. It's not just to for them to do it during the class. I always recommend the parents to take what I teach them in the virtual preschool to take it home and do it with them, make it more fun with them.
Oh, I love it. I love that. I think it's wonderful. And thank you so much for that good advice. I'm really excited right now to tell our friends how they can be part of your preschool and, you know, how can they sign up? How can they connect with you and be part of this exciting preschool?
Yes, they can go to a www.heavenstartsacademy.com. Do you want me to spell it?
Sure, yes.
Okay, it's a www.heavenstars and academy, academy.com. They can go to my website or they can find me in Instagram too. And they can find me in Facebook too at Heaven Stars Academy. And I'm working now to open a YouTube channel for to put some of my videos, short videos on the YouTube. but I'm working. It's coming soon.
Yeah. Oh, that is great. That is wonderful. Now, when parents sign up for your preschool, what can they expect?
When the parents sign up to my preschool, they will get every single week, they will get 2 or 3 lessons, depending on which one the parents choose. Mm-hmm. They will get a printables. Every single week, I give them printables so they can review at home too. If we are talking about the letter A, mm-hmm. I have a printable in my website so they can do the letters with Play-Doh, they can do with count, they can do the letters and a kind of thing. Or if we are talking about the flag, one of the things was flag, they can find in the website, they can find the flag and they can print it out and do it with the kids. They're going to see a description of what we are doing. If they need one example, I did a rubber egg one time. They can go to the website and it's a description of what we are going to do that week. And they can get ready. If we are doing scavenging hunt, they can get ready. They can have few things around the house that are color blue, or if we are doing the rubber egg, they can be ready with the egg, with the vinegar, whatever we are doing. They're going to have Spanish classes too.
Great.
They're going to have field trips too. Yes, we did some collaborations with other teachers that they're going to have cooking class, they're going to have music class, they're going to have art class, they're going to have dance class, they're going to have a private Facebook group. I have a private Facebook group where the parents can share with me and I can share with them different ideas or songs or the Bible verse or something that I find that, okay, this is related to the thing that we are talking about.
Sure.
And I post it right on Facebook and in the website. Let me see. They can find that the curriculum, the complete curriculum, because it's not just letters and numbers. They're going to have social skills theme. Two activity, they're going to see emotional skill. We talk about, it was one thing that we talk about emotions.
Mm-hmm.
plus everything about preschool, everything about, for me, my goal is teach about God and
yes.
get them ready for kindergarten. For me, it's very important because when I was leader, I learned letters and I learned numbers and I learned all these things in kindergarten. But right now, the kids already know all these things before we go to the kindergarten. It doesn't matter if it's a homeschool or it's at school. They're going to be ready.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Now, are there live classes Are there opportunities for children to see other children on Zoom, or have you teach them live in addition to on-demand classes?
I do it once a month, like okay. each Saturday. Most okay. of the time, what I do is I schedule in Zoom, and I provide my parents with the number with so they can get in Zoom. And most of the time is the first Saturday of every single month. What okay. we do over there is I do more things with them. It's like for 1 hour, and I do the weather, I do the day of the week, I do the weather, like I pick up one kid and I say, okay, go ahead and check how is the weather where you live. And one by one, I pick the kids and they have to come back and tell me how is the weather. We talk about the weather. We talk about the days of the week. We talk about the month of the year. I let the parents know ahead of time if today we are working with a magnetic letters or with Play-Doh or with shaving cream. I let the parents know, hey, this Saturday we are going to do shaving cream. Please get ready. Bring the tray, the pantry, bring the shaving cream or bring the Play-Doh. That is what we are going to do with them today. And they are able to talk. They are able to ask questions. They are able to talk with other children, to talk to other parents. We do the activity. The kids love it. At the beginning, they always are shy. But later, they engage. They engage because the activity that we do, they love it and they like it. And I always read a whole story of the Bible. Of course. But I read a story. It's not a Bible verse. I read a story from the Bible. We talk about the story. And at the end, we sing again. And it's like about for 1 hour.
That's great. That is wonderful. And I hope, I don't know, but I hope someday you'll consider adding virtual kindergarten, too.
That would be great.
Yes, it would. I mean, oh, that's wonderful. Well, we love Heaven Stars Academy online, and we love the wonderful owner and founder. Miss Ali, we love you. And we appreciate you, and we really thank you for spending this time here with us today. And we pray that God will richly bless you for being such a blessing to us. All right, we're going to commercial. We're going to pay some bills. And when we come back, I'm going to inspire you with a Dr. Dawn classic speech.
Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe they get on their knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute! They told us we had it all, Jordan! Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Ruth. I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles. But the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds, can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy, Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Extinction is forever. To save America's most iconic and imperiled species from extinction, we must fight for their future. Fight to save the natural lands that wildlife call home. Fight to limit pollution. Fight for smart development. Fight for their future, and fight for ours. For so goes nature, so goes us.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see.
D-E-P-R.
Mental illness doesn't show up on a scale.
Bipolar?
Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment.
Anxiety. I thought so.
If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
We have been wonderfully inspired by our first guest today, and what an inspiring life, what a great role model, and what a terrific teacher, business person, and leader she is. And now, I'm going to inspire you too. You know, speaking engagements are one of my favorite things to do. And so, let's spend some time being inspired by one of my speaking engagements.
Hello, my darlings. Oh, I'm happy to see you, loved ones. I am. My love for you is infinite. I love saying that because you know what? That's the last thing my granddaddy ever said to me. There was a whole bunch of people. We were all fixing to get in the car and leave and go on. And he said, just over the top of everybody else, he looked right at me and he said, "My love for you is infinite." Oh. That just absolutely brings me so much joy even now. My love for you is infinite. I draw a lot of strength from that, and that's how I made up in my mind I'd start saying it to other folks I love, like y'all. I just say, "My love for you is infinite," just like he did to me, and I've lived on it all my life. So my love for you is infinite. And I got to thinking about my granddaddy a little bit ago. I've had a lot of speaking engagements back to back to back to back all weekend long, and must be November. Well, Well, my granddaddy used to say, get them told. So I got them told, granddaddy. Run and tell that. That's what my other granddaddy used to say. Well, ran and told it. But I got to thinking about my granddaddy because there was something wonderful that he would say. And when he said it, you knew something great was about to happen. It was just fixing to happen. Things was about to get good in life. And it was this. You know, my mother's people came from a lot of money, and they have all kinds of crystal and china and sterling silver, and I have all that, too. I was a debutante, and I was in the cotillion and everything, and so I have that, too. But they serve suppers with place settings and all the right forks and spoons and all that, and I do that from time to time. But my daddy's people, they didn't have money. And so there were so many of us, you know, a whole lot of people. And I have all these uncles and all these cousins. And, of course, they had all their military friends and football friends and boxing friends. And so every meal was always just, you didn't even know who was going to be at the table. It was just packed out, packed house, standing room only. And so they didn't have a lot of dishes. Mason jars, jelly jars, we used to drink out of those. And the dishes didn't always match, but they were always good eating around there because they grew their own food and everybody cooked and they hunted and they fished and brought in some delicious game and, ooh, those meals. And my granddaddy was a master of barbecue. Y'all know that. And there were barbecue restaurants that my daddy owned when I was coming up. So there was always something in the open pit or the smoker. And sometimes they'd go out hunting and they'd have the game on the spit over the fire, and they'd have, well, anyway, you get the idea. So they would have these fabulous meals. I mean, there'd be vegetables from the garden and fish from the river and delicious meat and, oh my goodness, you know, and of course, everything was cooked deliciously, just fantastically. But there was one thing, you would get your plate, and you'd fix your plate, and there'd be everybody. My granddaddy would say, snatch and run, children. Get while the getting's good. Because with all those boys, you couldn't make any plans to come back for seconds. You better get it now, right? And so you'd have your plate. And I don't know if y'all like to eat like I like to eat, but I like to eat where everything is on the plate. And I can have a bite of barbecue and a bite of collard greens. And then I can have a little bit of baked beans if I want. And I can take a bite off the corn on the cob. And I mean, right? But my granddaddy was one of the best bakers you'd ever hope to meet. I mean, he'd be walking around the house with a giant, I mean, I don't know where he found this mixing bowl. But see, there were so many of us. So there was this mixing bowl that, you know, was bigger than your head. And he'd be walking around stirring, and he didn't believe in cake mix. There was not a box of cake mix in his house. He didn't believe in that. I don't either. And he would be flavoring it with whatever fruits were in season, and he'd call it a pudding. A pudding. I'm going to make a pudding. Yes, please do. Do that right now. And he'd make a pudding, right? And it'd be so nice and so lovely. And he'd be working on it. And sometimes it would have cream filling. Like he'd actually whip cream and make a cream filling. Or he'd make Indian pudding, which is corn pudding. And he'd have that in there. And it would have frosting that was homemade, like sticks of butter. Because, you know, a lot of times we made our own butter. And so he'd have, you know, this much butter and real sugar. And it would be buttercream frosting. I'm telling you what. And so, he wouldn't just make one, too. He'd make, you might have a pecan pie if pecans were in season, and if walnuts were in season, you might have a yellow cake with all these fresh eggs, right? And the hens, they had laid these wonderful brown eggs, and they are, ooh, delicious to this day. And they would put frosting on there and some walnuts on the top. And I'm not talking about walnuts from the bag from the store. I'm talking about walnuts that were actually walnuts. Before he'd get his hammer and his cheesecloth and get them all broken up to make a topping for the cake. Oh, delicious. And all this would have been going on. It might be a cherry pie, might be an apple pie, might be a peach pie. Oh, that's my favorite. And back then I could eat like that before I found out I had to eat gluten-free. I have celiac disease. And I did eat like that back then. So he would make these delicious things. And don't let it be somebody's birthday, because that's when he would just turn into the maestro of cakes. And it would be, I mean, he'd have a cake and he'd go get things to put on the cake. They'd be tanks and army men and all kinds of stuff. And, oh, it was just, I mean, and if it was my birthday, then there'd be like four or five cakes and all that. And I'd even have my own cake back then, because all I eat is the frosting. And so he would do all this. And you would eat this fantastic dinner. I mean, this supper, this meal would be so good. Everybody just be sitting around talking. This is delicious. This is so good. If it was a fish fry, if it was a barbecue, don't let him get started on a roast. And so your sides would be fixing to bust. I mean, you would have had so much food, people could barely move. You'd have to put some sideboards on that plate. People are going to have to roll you out and help you get up and all that. And then he'd say something wonderful. Save your forks, children. The best is yet to come. Save your forks, children. The best is yet to come. And that's what's on my heart today. See, you got your fork, your knife, your spoon, and everything was served in these big old pots and pans and big serving spoons, and it wasn't fancy, not at all. So we didn't have a whole bunch of forks for you to choose from. There wasn't a dessert fork at that table. You better save your fork. And you would be so glad you did, because the best was truly yet to come. I think about one time my little nephew, he was so little. I mean, little. And I said, you better save your fork. And he was like, why, Auntie? I said, well, I ain't never steered you wrong, and I'm not about to start now. You better trust me on this one. So he just, the whole meal, he just had his fork, and he just couldn't wait to look, and he couldn't wait, you know, what was going to happen. And then came the dessert, and his eyes got about this big, and oh, boy. Well, that's how everybody was back when my granddaddy was doing the cooking. They couldn't wait. When he said, save your fork, he was about to bring it all out, and he was about to fire on all cylinders. And that's when things got great. I mean, great. Dessert. Now, why you gotta save your fork in life? Just so I can make your mouth water? I could have done that with the right set of pictures. But you know what? Save your fork means something to me tonight that I want to tell you about. Some of you are discouraged. You're disappointed. I mean, you had a great relationship and it fell apart. Or you thought you were going to get that job and it just didn't come through like you wanted it to. Or maybe you're struggling with student loan bills or doctor bills and you just don't know what you're going to do. Maybe somebody lied on you or talked about you or hurt you and put you in a truly difficult position. And you're just looking at your life right now going, I don't think I deserve this. And maybe right now, somebody out there that I love, 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 my love for you is infinite. Right before you give up, I want to say something to you. You save your forks, children. The best is yet to come. Save your forks, children. The best is yet to come. Even if you've had a lot of blessings in your life, you ain't seen nothing yet. Some great things are on their way to you beyond your wildest dreams. Even if you've been through a really hard time and you've thought, I don't think I can take any more of this. I mean, I just don't think I can take it. Save your fork, children. The best is yet to come. And what is your fork? What is your fork, my darling? What is your fork? Your fork is your joy. You know, I know it's kind of hard to have joy when you're going through some tough times and it's really difficult and it's really challenging and your heart's breaking into pieces and it seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse every day. But you know what? You've got to hold on to that joy. Even if you have to encourage yourself sometimes. Sometimes you just have to sit around and think, let me come up with something for me to be happy about. What is your fork? Your fork is your peace. You know, people can take a lot of things from you, but they can't take your peace from you. You've got to give that up. You have to let that go. Nobody can take your peace by force unless you let them. That's the truth. Because what is real peace? Peace is not, Just have peace. Greeting cards and things like that. Peace on earth and peace. No, peace is a force. Peace means there's nothing missing, nothing broken in your life. Peace will make you bold. Peace will make things be falling all around you and just basically going to hell in a handcart. And you're just sitting there like, well, you know what? In my soul, there's nothing missing, nothing broken. What's your fork? What's your fork? You know, your fork is, it's love. See what I did there? You knew I would get back to that. They don't call me the queen of love for nothing, right? Your fork is love. Love creator, love others. You can walk in love the last mile of the way. You can walk in love. I told you about my granddaddy. The last thing he ever said to me, my love for you is infinite. He could have said anything like, you know, drive safe or check the weather, or, but that's what he said, something that had fire in it. Why? Because love never fails. Love is my superpower. Love is Creator's first language. Love is prayer. Thinking about my Uncle O, y'all remember me talking about him. Some of you met him and knew him, but he stood about 6'8". He was a Marine. And he had fought in every war they could come up with in the 20th and 21st century, pretty much. And the last thing he said to me when they were wheeling him away, the last time I saw him in the hospital before it was all over, he shouted over his oxygen and he said, "You the best thing." That's what he said. "You the best thing." Because he told everybody I was the best thing he ever done. You can walk in love even if you can barely walk. You can walk in love in your soul. You can pray for other people who are hurting. You can be kind. You know, I was going through something myself. I was so tired. I've had 6 speaking engagements in 1 weekend, and I was kind of going through something because, you know, I've been struggling with my health lately. And I thought, but yet I had somebody in my life who needed some help. They needed some encouraging. And I thought, well, good. I won't have to think about me and my problems for a while. I can encourage them. I can walk in love toward them. And while I take me off my mind, I can be on Creator's mind. Love is a fork. Save your forks, children. The best is yet to come. Now, here's the thing. In a big family like that, sometimes it was kind of hard to get a fork, especially when a lot of people came around just to eat. Like, we'd get these calls at the house, and y'all barbecuing. It would always sound all stealthy and everything. You know, people drive by slowly trying to see if we were barbecuing or anything like that, right? So sometimes, you know what? We would kind of run low on forks a little bit. And sometimes in life, you can go through so many things that you run a little low on your spiritual fruit. That's where somebody else comes in. Your secret weapon is the people you love and the people who love you. Because, see, somebody's got an extra fork. See, this is the secret of it. See, Granddaddy knew how many children he had and grandchildren and people and all this. He knew. So just because there was a certain amount of forks out on the table didn't mean that was all the forks. That just meant that was all the forks you could see. And if you came in late or you came in and you didn't have a fork or whatever, you could say, "Hey, and my granddaddy look at you, he'd say, "You need a fork?" And he'd say, "Yes, sir, I need a fork." And guess what he had? A treasure trove of forks. He had more forks. He had more knives. He had more spoons. He had more chopsticks. Because he was a World War II veteran. So he had all these really fancy, fancy chopsticks and stuff like that, too. And so, you can have some more forks. Somebody had a fork. Somebody'd get up and get you a fork. You'd come in, somebody'd fix you a plate. Well, guess what? You got somebody else's fork, too. Even if you're going through a tough time right now and you're thinking to yourself, "I cannot stand this, not one more day. If this does not settle up, Lord, There's something you have that somebody else needs. Somebody else needs you to save him a fork. Your joy, your love, your kindness, your patience, your peace, your grace, your mercy, your walking in love with them is like you saying to them, I saved your fork. You're going to need it because the best is yet to come. And for all y'all who right now can't see that, I see it for you. You save your fork, children. The best is yet to come. For each of us, for all of us, this I know for sure. Just in case nobody's told you today, I love you, and Creator does too. And our love for you is infinite.
Thank you so much for being with us today, and thank you to our guest. We love you and appreciate you. Thank you to all of you who listen. We love you, and thank you. Thank you to all our sponsors and donors and this network and everyone who makes this show possible. We're grateful to you. We're grateful for you. And most of all, we're grateful to God. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima. I'll see you next time.
Let's all go to water. You're here with the panther, eagle, and otter. Indigenous appeal, all soul Nagata. Can listen with love, respect, and honor. We all have to start like the do of mine. A mother town, sacred, beloved ground. Like mountain air, even clear all the doubt we share. Cause we never go without a prayer. Live in a way that we can't regret. Whether it's diluted or our blood is full, we're responsible with the heavy load to pull. The world tempts our children to abandon our ways, but they can't stop the clans or our plans when we pray. And our fam and our crew we roll to powerful places like Chota and Tanasi, Red Clay, Katua and Nkwasi. We come from this dust, someday we'll return, so we must teach our youth what they need to learn. Jesus to save us and our elders to train us to live in this world and still remain us.
You've got the power.
The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.